A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, for those others have made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is in the temple teaching his disciples. He teaches with authority. The crowd begins to grow. They listen intently. One by one, Jesus is approached by the high priests, the scribes, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees. They are disturbed by the strength of his words and the depth of his wisdom. They seek to challenge his authority by asking questions intended to trap him in his speech. They plot to gather evidence to justify handing him over to the temple authorities. However, their cunning is no match for the divine authority and wisdom of the Spirit-filled teacher. Having outwitted each of his accusers, Jesus observes a poor widow putting her offering of two small coins into the treasury. The small copper coins clang against the walls of the money holders, announcing her meager contribution to all in the temple court. Jesus knows the widow's plight, her place within the community. He sees her with his heart and speaks truth with authority once again. This poor widow put in more than all the rest. She has made offerings from her poverty. She has offered her whole livelihood. How are we to understand the meaning of Jesus' words? Is he commending the widow's generosity and trust in God, expressed by her giving out of her want? Or is Jesus lamenting the existence of a system that perpetuates the inhumane conditions under which the widow lives? We do not know what was on the widow's mind or on her heart as she deposited her coins. Did she pay the temple tax out of obligation mandated by law, out of obedience to God? Did she fear punishment by the temple authorities if she failed to pay? Did she fear God? Did she worry if she would survive another day? Did she trust that God would provide for all her needs, no matter what? Was she grateful that she had two coins to offer? Did she recognize the magnitude of her generosity? There is no way to know for sure what she was thinking, although it is quite possible that at one time or another she experienced all of these thoughts and feelings, living day by day, doing the best she could. Jesus understands the personal and communal reality of the widow's world. Her life is shaped by the social, cultural, and religious systems in which she lives. Jesus sees her with the eyes of God. And he names grace in her act of giving her whole livelihood. The riches of her heart are measured by a different reality. The last shall be first, the least shall be the greatest. In the gospel verses immediately preceding today's gospel story, Jesus addresses his disciples as all the people in the temple listen in. Beware of the scribes who like to parade around in their robes. These men are going through the savings of widows while they recite long prayers to keep up appearances. Jesus calls out the beneficiaries of a temple tax system that imposes a great burden on those most vulnerable and least able to bear its weight. The stewards of the house of God live lavishly while the widow's savings dwindle day by day. The temple of stone is honored while the temple of flesh is neglected and dishonored. Jesus both commends the widow and laments the system. As disciples, we are called to first recognize and name grace in every situation, wherever it is at work, regardless of circumstances or appearances. And secondly, we are called to name, resist, and change systems that stifle the flourishing of freedom and life. We live in a time of profound grace in the midst of tremendous struggle. Peoples around the world are standing up to oppressive structures and systems, believing that a better world is possible. The dignity of the human person and integrity of all of creation stand as our benchmarks. Look around you. Name the grace you see. Like Jesus, commend goodness wherever you find it. Look around you. Challenge the systems that oppress and diminish life. Like Jesus, call them out and be the change you seek.